comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Well, we have plenty of that here in the great state of Arizona. Wonderful market for solar. And if you're considering it, Kyle, you guys have people standing by right now for the listening audience if they want to talk through their bill.
If you want a little help looking at your bill, how it's going to change and how it would change with solar, just 480-689-5000. I've got people that can do up a solar quote for you and look at your house. And yeah, absolutely, we're available.
One more time, the number?
480-689-5000.
Thank you.
I'd like to rewind the clock here just a little bit because Kyle's been in the business long enough to remember what happened when another utility company made a rate change that everyone pronounced solar would be dead. This new rate change would kill solar. And in fact, Kyle, it took us a little while to figure out, but once we figured it out and unlocked it, that new rate plan that they put in place was actually a great boost for solar. Solar was shut down in that particular utility company's territory for a while, and now they haven't changed anything. We've just figured out how to put homeowners into the package correctly, and now that utility company is rich with solar customers.
Yeah, so that when SRP made their big switch back in, 2015, it's hard to believe it was 2 years ago now, but back in 2015, everybody pronounced solar as dead, and it did take us a minute to figure out how to develop a system that would work on that rate plan. And ironically, it's very similar in concept to what APS has done with some of their new rate plans, some of their demand-based rate plans, which is a good thing because we've installed, several hundred systems in SRP since that change, and they're rocking and rolling, and those customers are really, really happy. And some of that same technology we developed in that territory can be brought to bear now in APS. So depending on, again, your personal energy profile and how you use energy, I think that we've got you covered, so to speak.
Hey Kyle, how about if we talk folks through your little Adobe slide presentation here?
Sure.
Folks, if you can get to a computer, get to sunvalleysolar.com/Rosie. And Kyle's put up a display here of coaching you through exactly how you can get a preliminary indication of what may or may not happen to you if you fall in the APS service providing area. Go ahead and just talk them through slide by slide here, Kyle.
Yeah, so really what this is you'll see on the first slide just simply explains that by 2018, 100% of APS customers will need to select from one of the new plans. Now, all the people that are moving into APS territory now, today, only have the new plans to choose from. It's us legacy customers that are given a little bit of a runway here to make a selection and get familiar with what these new plans are. But it is APS's objective to have us all up to date on the new plans by May 1st, 2018. So whatever you're on today, you're going to have to make a switch by May 1st, 2018, or APS is going to switch for you, and I certainly wouldn't suggest doing that. You got to take a look at how this works out for you. So
very peculiar in this rate increase, no grandfathered except for a few customers that were in a particular solar plan. Is that correct?
That's correct. So all of the solar customers that were either commissioned or in contract with APS prior to September 1st, 2017, were grandfathered for 20 years into their existing plans. So those folks are set. Those are the only people that were grandfathered. Everybody else has to choose from one of the new plans. So that means new solar customers since September 1st, as well as all other APS customers have to choose from one of the new plans by May 1st, 2018. So
I've always felt that one of the more compelling attractions to solar is that it would protect you from whatever the utility company does in the future. And this is a perfect example of those that were early adopters of the solar industry and are in it, have it working at their home. They were protected from this.
Yes, and APS is still honoring a grandfather period even for new solar customers. Now, it is no longer 20 years. It's now 10. But as part of the rate case and as part of these new rate programs, when you go solar, you're locked in for 10 years to your rate structure. So they are, in fact, still honoring a type of grandfathering. Not quite as good, but still really very good overall.
All right. In the minute that's left before bottom of the hour break, talk them through the first three slides here, what they're going
to
see.
So really simple. I'm actually going to just skip ahead to the analyze your energy slide in step one. So it's a four-step process to analyze your energy. You just go to APS.com. You log into your account. If you haven't created an account, hit the register button and go ahead and register an account for yourself. Once you're inside, you'll see all of your data. There's a drop-down menu in the upper left of the screen under My Energy. That's step two here. You want to go to My Energy, and then you drop down that menu, and step three is to select Compare Service Plans. Now, this is very important because the next one, the next slide after you do that Compare Service Plans, should show your address in the drop-down menu. So make sure that it shows the address that you want to analyze, and then just pick two of the service plans you'd like to analyze against. You can only pick two at a time, and hit compare, and it'll give you the numbers.
And we're going to talk about what you'll see in a real consumer's bill at this slideshow when we get back.